pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
This UFL Totally Sucks Week 4 Picks edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, golf, MLB, MMA, NHL, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN to get 100% deposit match. Plus, the NFL draft is coming up and old-fashioned football is giving away some autographed NFL merch. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFFcontest to enter today.
Hey, this is Pac-Man Jones. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, second the Money Green, with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
Just hoping to take a moment of silence for my Sea Dragons. Shout out to the Sea Dragons.
What happened to them?
They were killed by the UFL.
UFL?
Murdered.
Wait, UFL, murdered by the UFL killed them? They were an XFL team?
Yes, they were murdered by the UFL. No charges. No one served any jail time. No fines. We've just moved on with life. Seattle once again robbed a professional sports franchise.
Not the not on the endangered species list. The Sea Dragons, Ryan, didn't make it.
Well, we fun fact: we know more about space than we do about the depths of our ocean. Hmm.
Joining us here from the UFL Gambling Podcast, talking all things United Football League, Colby Dant, aka Pick Dundee. What's happening, Colby?
I know that human being and fish can coexist.
That's the Sea Dragon.
That is the Sea Dragon.
How you guys doing? It's cool to be in the studio.
Colby ended his hunger strike. He's back in the studio. Mm-hmm. It was a Patty C beer issue. We had to get the studio reloaded with some ice cold ones for Patty C to get him back in studio. Patty C coming back in studio, man. Colby was back in studio.
He told me, and I hadn't heard this term in a while. He said, he shut the door. I don't think you guys heard this one. And he goes, that refrigerator is fully loaded. It's just like when you're selling a car, like Bruce Pearl has said that before.
Locked and loaded.
There are times, I mean, everyone has a workplace and everyone has had that moment where you're in the kitchen. Maybe you're preparing food for yourself. Maybe you're making a coffee and you observe something that you, not in your wildest fantasies, could have ever imagined you would ever observe. And for me, that was sitting at the bar. Sometimes I use the bar as a standing desk. I basically, the bar is perpendicular to God's eye. So I stand at the end of the bar so I can look straight at God's eye. And Patty C comes in, he daps me up like he normally does. He puts his grocery plastic reusable bag on the bar. For some reason, he's always carrying one of those. And he gets his stuff together. Does the normal announces that he's going to use the bathroom and then announces that when he returns from the bathroom, how great it was, which I could appreciate.
Yeah, I feel like my dad refreshing. Might have done that too.
And then the moment happens. He whips around to the refrigerator to grab his show beers. We still need to get that cooler installed in here for efficiency purposes only.
No, and every once in a while, Patty C will like present a grand idea to us, and it's always great because there's a lot of buildup. He's like, "I've been thinking a lot. You know, it would change everything here.
A hot tub."
No, he goes, "One of those can crushers right now." He goes, "The recycling bin fills up so quickly, and then you got to take it out again. The can crushers, you can fit so many cans in one recycling bin." It's like, yeah, I mean, I you're right, but I think that's not like the bigger issue here.
And when you have the can crusher, like a tiny bit of the liquid ends up going, your bar ends up leaking, smelling everywhere. Like a fucking Irish pub that's been open 100 years.
You got it in a garage, maybe.
Yeah.
If your shit water is going into your drinking water, scooping the shit out of the drinking water is not the solution. So he opens the refrigerator, and Sean recently had stocked it up with some nice Corona glass bottle.
And I saw he was taking some flack online about being Corona.
Oh, really? It was too nice.
J-Mark called you out, right?
J-Mark did.
On having a Corona.
Oh, wow. What is this?
Probably like, he's Iowa, right? Yeah. He probably thinks Corona's too fancy.
I did hear.
It reminds them of the beach, which enrages people from Iowa. They don't have any. They're a landlocked state, Ryan, so they probably don't. The friend don't like you who bragging about your beach beers.
You know what's funny is when we were on the same episode, it was the UFL one from a week ago, and I was at my house, and I was having a Dos Equis, and I thought he was making fun of me. And then, so I asked him, I go, "What, you got a problem against Dos Equis?" He was like, "No, it was Sean I was saying for drinking the Corona." And I was like,
"Oh, highfalutin Corona."
So we like some Mexican beers. So we were watching some scenes from Pulp Fiction, and just like the scene of the reveal of the glow from the case, Patty C looks at me as if we had fucking gold bars in there.
There's gold in their refrigerators.
It's as sincerely as I've ever seen Patty C say anything to me. "You guys are really doing well."
And look, then it's a sign of wealth in his culture.
I'm going to back him up a little bit. You know, I do think there's something about if you go into a house and they have just a loaded bar.
Well, I've seen Crips.
I feel like that's something that just says, "Hey, I know doing pretty good in life."
I know certain cultures feel a fully stocked refrigerator is a status symbol because every fucking MTV Cribs, there's a loaded refrigerator.
Except Redman's, my favorite. Redman's was just nothing. It was just like, what do you do with your money, dude?
Shout out
like, he had like 100 DVDs on the ground. It was like,
dude sleeping.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's from Brick City. Shout out Newark, New Jersey.
Shout out.
Anyway, New Jersey. Patty C was very excited with the status of our refrigerator, made him think the business was doing well. And college experience episode live from the studio. That
felt good, man. It means football season's coming, you know?
Yeah, big time. Well, football season's here.
Football season is here. And when you may have heard the new updated pre-roll reflecting my current thoughts about the UFL. Give me a solo shot, Ryan.
Sean,
I
haven't heard all of this. I got a little
hash to settle with the UFL. All right, let's start off. We have been advocates of spring football the entire time.
We did an AAF pod. Remember that?
Whether it was FCS in the spring, USFL, XFL, we have been on the cutting edge.
CFL we had, even though it wasn't SGP. It was like, yeah.
If there's spring football, we're talking about it. We've been huge advocates for it. Now, an opportunity arose. Hey, one of our guys are going to be in the area for the Brahmas game. Oh, okay. We'll get him. We'll submit a press credential for down to the UFL. It gets submitted. The Brahmas guy, Hemmen and Hahn. I don't know about podcasts. I'm like, what the hell is this guy talking about? And then I follow up with our media kit. The guy doesn't respond. I get the Brahmas guy on the phone. I'm like, "Hey, yeah, I assume this is cool. We got a guy down there. Huge. I mean, we cover the UFL. Would love to get him press credentials." Like, "I don't know." I go, "What is it, like a prestige issue? We got credentialed by the NFL to do Super Bowl Media Week. We've we're fine. We are a legit organization. He's like, yeah, I don't know. We got any budget. I'm like, budget? What do you mean budget? I'm not asking for any money. He's like, well, we got to pay for parking and the food. I'm like, this is when he first started getting mad. I go, are we talking about $10? I can give you $10. I can have the guy. I'll happily pay for his own parking. We're just looking to cover the league. He goes, yeah, I don't know. My boss, he's like, we got a podcast policy that, yeah, I can't do that. And I'm like, this is all. And finally he ends the call by go, you know, I'm just having a day right now. I can't do this. I'm like, all right. I go, can I have your boss's number? So he doesn't feel safe giving me his boss's number. So he emails the boss. The boss emails me. He goes, yeah, I mean, it's not going to be much different from what he said. I set the policy. Again, I've got no explanation the entire time of what the fucking policy is. So I call this guy up, Jeff, VP of comms. Jeff, I'm looking at you. I tried to call you back after you denied our press request just to get an explanation. And I get him on the phone. I'm like, hey man, you know, we're huge fans of the league, doing a lot to promote it. Would love to just get the credential so the guy can, you know, add to his coverage. He's like pressing me. He goes, I don't really know what it's a podcast. Why would he need to be there? I go, I'm trying not to be condescending. Have you ever listened to a podcast? And he goes, yeah, I have. I listen to music podcasts. Right there, the VP of comms for the fucking UFL told me he doesn't listen to sports podcasts. Who the fuck do you think is talking about the United Football League, Jeff, VP of comms? You think you're better than us or our organization? He wrote back something about like, I checked out the website. We can only allow so many betting and affiliate. You should be on your knees thanking God that gamblers care about your fucking piece of trash product. You put the lines up on the spread. The lines are all over the game. That's the only people that are watching are people who have action on it. What the hell are you talking about? You think you're better than us? UFL Brahmas, this is the third week of your fucking existence.
And can I add in this? The stadium seats 64,000. They had 12,000 people.
You show need
up.
People.
You had 12,000 fucking people show up.
Jeff,
yeah.
I know you don't listen to sports podcasts. I know you probably hate sports, but Sunday, there was a thing called the Masters. So you probably needed anyone else in their right mind to talk about and give you any some sort of coverage. We have the same number of followers as the Brahmas. You think you're better than us? You up there in your ivory tower? That's what you're going to be the gatekeeper for in society? Oh, I'm keeping out the riffraff of my Brahmas press pass. Who the fuck do you think you are? Oh, you graduated from Arizona State? Oh, that's the Harvard of the desert, they say. Then you went on. Let's walk through whether or not you should be in charge of deciding what organizations are fucking legitimate, Jeff. We are fucking legitimate. And I get pissed off when punks like yourself disrespect the company that we have put together, that we have built. You haven't built shit in your life. I've looked at your LinkedIn. Oh, you went to PointsBet, ran that for a year. Probably a big part of that. Oh, you got that NBC deal that helps sink the company. Congratulations, Jeff. Then you moved on to the XFL. Oh, another big major property you helped sink. Congratulations. They should just call you the Black Widow. And the UFL is next. And that's the sad part, Jeff. You can say no to me. You can say no to SGPN. I'll keep talking about the league. I know my guys are addicted to gambling and they want our picks. But you, sir, are the reason why the UFL is going to fail once again. You're hoity-toity, ivory tower type bullshit. You're not better than us. You should be kissing our ass, saying thank God there are people like SGPN who give a fuck about this dumb fucking league. Put Colby, myself, and Ryan, walk us around that parking lot. We will get recognized before Chase Garbers gets recognized, all right? So kiss my hairy Irish ass. Ooh. The UFL sucks. Fuck you, Jeff. Thank you.
No, I love all spring football. This is ridiculous. It's a ridiculous situation. And like I said, 12,000 people show up. That stadium seats 64,000 fucking
people. You can hear
people.
A pin drop, yeah. Jeff.
Unfucking believable, man.
Jeff, VP of comms. Kiss my ass.
You could have gone deeper and pointed out that in his time overseeing communications for the New Jersey Devils, they didn't win shit. yeah, I mean, he was USGA.
Yeah, I mean, it's just this snobby. It's like when your parents say, why can't I do this? And they say, because I said so. It's like, dude, it's infuriated on so many levels. I'm trying to do you a favor. You want more people talking about your league. There are guys who, thankfully, that you have the real UFL, you have the real football kickoff rules. They're running down there. They're busting wedges. They're putting their life on. They don't have other options. In part, thanks to Jeff, there is only one spring football league left. I mean, it'll be zero once Jeff has its way, and then everyone will just be listening to music recap podcasts. Like, they don't have other options. This thing needs to grow, or guys like, Scooby Wright, guys that we've had on this show interviewing, trying to shine a light on the organization, those guys aren't going to have anywhere else to go.
Well, it
makes no sense.
Sean, maybe if you could see it from his perspective, sports podcasts can take a lot of time. And when you're busy counseling C-suite executives and high profile ownership groups on reputation messaging, shaping the narrative and establishing brand identity, well, you might not have time to keep up with the latest in sports podcasts.
I mean, there are bigger podcasts than us. Like I even said, I go, what sports podcast do you listen to? I can tell you kind of where we are in the hierarchy. I know how many downloads the other shows get. I know how many downloads we get. And he's like, oh, I just way too good for podcast.
It's like a Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm willing to put something.
So
out
how
there.
Do you follow the league? You pick up the New York Times front page news. Brahmas lose. You're waiting for the major media outlets. SportsCenter's got nothing. Yeah, I don't know if you know. Again, Jeff, they talked a lot about the Masters on Sunday.
I'll put up a Bitcoin that we exist longer than the UFO.
Oh, 100%. We
you
run a profitable
you get
business.
A Bitcoin in on here?
We're not just some like Ponzi scheme that they're running with this venture capital shit. Yeah. Like, if you, I mean, keep pushing me, Jeff. I'll dig into the finances. Yep. We'll see what threadbare organization you got going over there. You think you're better than people is just the superiority complex of the UFL was fucking insane. Hey, if the NBA wants to not pick up our calls, okay, fine. It's been around for a while. The NFL, we're credentialed for the NFL for the Super Bowl. I almost wanted to be like, have you heard of it? I'm not trying to be a dick.
How did the Mountain West treat you, Colby, when they brought you out to Vegas that time?
They treated me great. Wow. Treated us great.
That's like an FCS conference though. It's not a real like Division One football.
No, it's D1. Oh, it's wow. D1, and you know, let's take it a little further. I mean, we've had players that have been in the NFL, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, not the UFL Hall of Fame.
Right? You know, Mike Leach, may he rest in peace. He had enough time to spend a night with us.
June Jones, who for some reason is not involved with this league.
Well, maybe it has something to do with this Jeff guy.
Man, yeah. might be at the.
Well,
the
we always when we're discussing the UFL, we're always have these questions like. Why would they do this? This makes no sense. It's like they don't even care if people are watching.
We should talk about that because I think even more of a blemish than the Masters one is the fact they decided to play the Birmingham, Alabama. So look, you have four games going on every weekend.
Yep.
You can move around those games.
Yeah. Well, maybe
they say we're going to play the Birmingham Stallions game, their home opener. And honor their championship teams from the last year and Alex Mago and everything. Let's have that exactly at the same time as the Alabama spring game, which brought in 73,000 people, a sellout.
Oh, those are different people though, right? Those
are you doing? Fucking losers. If you put the game on Sunday, you're going to get a much bigger turnout.
Those wouldn't be the same people. That would go to the game.
In fact, what a great
thing to pair with the Alabama spring game. Hey, a reason to be in town for the weekend.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine? No,
but perhaps Jeff was busy spearheading company crisis communication strategies and implementations.
Does that sound like a guy who loves football? I mean, God damn it. Get J Mark or Adam. From our side, those guys love spring football and they're pissed off because there's clearly like a disdain almost for the fans.
Actually, also, we'll compete with you at your own game. We have your depth charts.
Yes.
You don't have your depth charts. You don't have your depth charts.
The depth charts aren't on the website. We put out your depth charts. We put out injury reports for you, Jeff. Do we get any thank you? That fucking, toss us a Brahma's hat. Work with your allies, not against them. I mean, I can't tell you how many people have hit me up going, wow, you guys are red hot in the UFL. I might have to watch this league. Not under Jeff's watch. No, no, no. He's doing everything he can to stop the press from talking about the UFL. You don't follow the league via podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you don't follow the league then, right? I mean, there's no other outlets covering it. I said to Jeff, we are the most popular outlet that's giving the UFL this much coverage. He goes, I think a lot of shows would say that. I go, which shows? He goes, I don't have to answer that. I go, I'm not even bragging. We are the most popular show covering the UFL. More popular shows have better things to do, Jeff. Take what you can get. We're like the six you're taking to prom. It's either us or staying home and jerking off.
I think we might want to be careful. Upon further review and further digging, Jeff did oversee the media strategy for major events like COVID-19 by creating a virtual media hub to prevent significant media drop off, resulting in an overall decrease in media hits of only 30% year over year and achieving 92.4 billion media. Did he just take credit for creating media impressions during the pandemic?
No, all those 92 billion were courtesy of Jeff. Great work, Jeff. Keep it up. Sure, the league is going to be alive and well. Friendly reminder, if you guys are going to a game, certainly not the UFL. No one goes to that trash product, but you can head over to gametime.co or download the GameTime app. Use the promo code SGPN, get you into the Alabama spring game. Check out some real football the way it's meant to be played. MLB. We got the NBA playoffs. Sixers won, didn't cover. Still excited about Sixers Nation. Obviously NHL playoffs starting. We're going to have the NHL guys on, do a little NHL playoff preview. NBA and NHL playoffs really are the best time. Nothing beats it live. Go to gametime.co or download the GameTime app. Use the promo code SGPN. Get you $20 off.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Kramer.
Sean, it's really weird now. Everything's kind of being pieced together. But do you remember when we had The Miz, of course, WWE fame, on the show? And
he has no followers. He's not a legitimate guest.
He had that strange anecdote where he said, fuck Jeff. They actually worked together back when Jeff was the director of PR for the Open Championships. This is so weird. Who knew? The Miz was trying to lay this out in front of you before. He's a prophet. All right. Do you want to talk about the, now that we got that off your chest, do we want to handicap the games?
Sure. Week three, kind of a bloodbath. The all under formula finally.
Came
to a crashing halt. I'm with you. I'm retiring totals, yep. But still on, I'm sitting at 100% for my lock. Even with the rough totals week, I'm still 15-8-1. I'm in the doghouse and I'm still at 65%. Colby 16-7-1. He's also 100% on his locks, 2-0-1. And then Kramer, 17-6-1, also 100% on his locks. So our locks are really where the gravy's been at. We got 7-0-2.
10-1-1 on sides, though. That's the impressive part of my record. My first loss was the Brahmas, the last game of the weekend there. No contest. All right, let's talk week four. Guess what? Jeff up to some wizardry because we got a new schedule deployment. We're playing one game early on Saturday, two games at the same exact time on Saturday afternoon, which happens to be 4:20. I mean, you could have kicked off those games at 4:20. And one game on Sunday.
And perfect, actually, transition because shout out to Jeff Wiederhold. He was last week's Patreon Pick'em Prize winner. This week's prize, in honor of 4:20, Ryan, the Patreon Pick'em Prize will be the Hippie Prize Pack, bringing it back.
Nice. Nice.
Tie-dye shirt, a pair of sweats, and some lighters. So sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon. Get in over there. Pick'em contests. Probably mostly be NBA playoffs, I think.
Maybe. Are lighters hippie?
Well, yeah. How else, Ryan? I guess you're digital.
You match.
Woo! It's smoking my weed.
I was always an analog guy.
I mean, there is a I would say there are times where you might want a fine wooden match for flavor. 9:30 a.m. on the West Coast on 4:20, Sean. Like I mentioned earlier, the Memphis Showpoats are catching a big number again. After not covering against the Birmingham Stallions last week, this week they're on the road in St. Louis in the beautiful dome where the Battle Hawks cry. Battle Hawks laying 7 -345 on the money line. Memphis +275. 45.5 is the total.
Yeah, this one's tough because it's handicapping like how dominant are the Stallions. Was the Showboats losing by 9?
Dominant.
Yeah, no, I'm just I agree. I was trying to get cute with the Showboats money line last week, but was their 19 point loss? Was that actually like, hey, is that more about Birmingham or is that more about Memphis? Because I still do think 7 points in this league is a lot. I mean, Battlehawks did go into San Antonio and beat them by 7. I don't know, Kramer. What are you doing here?
Well, first I would say continuation from last episode before we hated the UFL. Memphis, we said after they lose this game to Birmingham, they're going to be a great value in the futures market. We still think they're I still think they might be the second best team in the division.
Yeah.
Still got a lot of games to play. They're 13-1 now, Sean. So just write that down in the futures section of the sheet because that's being added. And boy, we probably should have waited on Arlington a week. Their value's gotten a little bit better. My thoughts are that I still like the Memphis team, and I don't know if I'm ever going to like St. Louis enough to lay 7 points. That's the, you know, sometimes you have just general handicapping structure in a football game that there's no way you're going to ever lay the points. Never laying the points here.
Yeah, no, I'm taking the points. I just think they're St. Louis beat.
Yeah, I mean, Renegades only beat the Renegades by 3. They beat the Brahmas by 7 on the road.
And the Brahmas play pussy ball like St. Yeah. Louis does. Like they,
yeah.
Like St. Louis has looked better, but at the same time, like I can't trust them against, like, I think Memphis is more physical than St. Louis. And they just, cause you get destroyed by the best team in the league. I still think that I actually think they're live. I mean, I know that this stadium, they'll say it's a sellout, even though the top won't be that. That's
maybe Jeff's already typing up that press release. Ecstatic fans sell out the game.
But I just think it's way too many points. St. Louis probably going to win the game, but I don't know. I think Memphis could be live. I think this is probably tie game at what, 8 minute mark.
I see no reason to believe that Memphis again. I think Birmingham is on a different level, and there's going to just be a constant wake of us questioning
there might
a
be,
team.
There might be value in taking teams the week after they play Birmingham.
Week before, who was it? Michigan. What happens the next week? I think the wake of Birmingham is just going to be powerful. So yeah, to your point, Sean, maybe we just lock that in as a system.
Yeah, taking teams the week after they play the Stallions. So yeah, I think Memphis +7.
Hello, Discord.
Discord on St. Louis +7. Discord, aka fading our consensus plays, 1-7. So not a good strategy.
Well, I mean, good strategy, not a good strategy.
Well, yeah, I guess if you're playing with Discord's picks and fading us, that is a bad strategy. But our strategy is good.
All right. Next up, we got the first, or I guess I don't know which game's starting first because they're starting at the same time. 4 p.m. on the West Coast. The DC Defenders head to Birmingham to take on the Stallions, where the Stallions are laying 8, -410 on the money line. Defenders +320. 47 is the total. I don't know how to nicely put this. Birmingham down to +140 in the futures market, and it's still probably a good Smash! Bet. Although you can't take it. This
is a lock, dude.
They're very good. And it's
like betting Scotty Scheffler going into round four. You're like, this is kind of boring. And then you're talking to yourself at all these other cute teams that could win it. Just take the, you know, we gave out Stallions as the 3-1 future. There's still value right now at +140.
And I grew up in the DC area, and I want the Defenders to be good.
Wow, here we go.
This is that they had no business winning that game. This is that dumb fucking rule.
Teams coming off the no business win. How are they doing?
Yeah, they got outgained by like 200 yards. Their offensive line is horrible. And guess what? I will say this: I've watched a shit ton of spring ball. I'm talking OG USFL World League. I've never seen a defensive line as good as the Stallions' defensive line this year. Stallions defensive line is going to fuck up this offensive line.
They lost a Ring of Honor inductee, Alex Magoo, and haven't even missed a step.
Yeah. And Martinez, the more reps he's going to get, the better he's going to be in this offense. Mainly just the defensive line here. I think they're going to, this is a lock.
Colby, you said that Michigan had the best defense in the league.
No, I think they have the best, like, complete defense. But the defensive line is Birmingham
might be close.
I think that's fair. That's fair. Like, they're both right there. But specifically this year's defensive line for Birmingham, as opposed to the other two. I mean, Skip Holtz, that's kind of been his thing. He was ECU's head coach. They always have a good defensive line. But man, and getting Marvin Wilson, who at one point we thought was going to be a first round draft pick in the NFL, he's causing havoc, man. They just look way better than, and especially DC's offensive line this year has looked like shit. So I think it's a bloodbath.
Not much to add there, other than worth noting the bets, 68% of the bets on Birmingham, but DC getting 63% of the money. I don't know how much I buy that.
I'll take the under
Looking at the screen, I got to be honest, this number is going to keep getting bigger before it gets smaller.
I like the under in that too, because I think Greg Williams can probably keep Martinez in check a little bit. And then DC's not going to be able to score.
Yeah, well, but it's going to be one of those games. You're probably right, but I retired from the totals.
Reminder, underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN. Get in. They do have Underdog Fantasy, higher, lower fantasy projections. I know our buddy J Mark from the UFL Gambling Podcast. I know the DGen Doc himself, Sebastian, has been giving out some UFL fantasy higher lowers. So make sure you check in. Those, I don't think they post them this early.
They normally come out on like Friday.
Yeah, Friday, maybe even late Friday. So underdogfantasy.com, check us out over on social, giving out some picks for some underdog fantasy entries. And they have a special, if you haven't signed up yet, they're doing a special for the play-in. You get a special NBA play-in entry. Get in now, and that should be going Friday morning. So underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What about the Michigan Panthers, Ryan?
Well, they'll be playing at the same time against the San Antonio Brahmas here, 4 p.m. on the West Coast. Again, 420 to all those who celebrate. San Antonio laying a point.
Woo, it's smoking my weed.
I was thinking we gotta tell Wahlberg this story.
41 is the total.
He's boys with the Rock, you know.
Oh yeah, let him know.
Gotta tell Wahlberg, who's been on the show, you know.
Yeah, he has.
Tell him what kind of organization they're running.
So. Yeah.
When I run into The Rock at the Freedom High School alumni event, I'm gonna chew his ear off a number of issues.
You think?
And I will not mention that Colby hates his acting.
Do you think?
I'll just focus on Jeff.
Hates a strong word.
Do you think he gives a fuck about Jeff?
I think yeah.
You think he knows who Jeff is? He says.
I think he would do that eyebrow thing and then drop him with an elbow.
So my thoughts are, you know, we saw Michigan, you know, maybe exhibit A with the Birmingham wake in terms of how they looked 1 week after not looking so good.
Well, their offense in the second half really came alive.
San Antonio, the team that's coming off the no way they should have won that game, and then they tank a bit.
They've sucked all year. They're a phony ass.
Yeah, a little fraudulent. Yeah. So a little surprised to see them laying a point here.
Yeah, I told you Michigan was the second best team in the league.
I think you could go as far to say that the three best teams in the league all sit in that division. Michigan, wrong team's favorite here, I think. And I think as far as the home edge, are we giving, like, San Antonio has not exhibited.
Well, they get 12,000. The 64,000.
I'm just not seeing. Well,
and here's another thing. Like, I think you look for the opportunity to fade this kicker because he made another bomb of like 56 yards.
What do you mean?
But it's in a dome. Yeah. No, I'm saying like you got it. When he goes to DC is when we're a little concerned. When he goes to Penetrope Stadium in Birmingham, that's what we got to see. But this is another dome. He's gonna bury this thing.
I've been launching limit plays on all these.
Michigan is super physical.
Panthers, their offense woke up. That was obviously a big part of the issue. Perry, but three touchdowns, very efficient. 16-19, 208 passing yards. Their yards per play up to 5.9.
And Matt Colburn is the guy that missed the first week or two. If he gets involved with running the ball. They could be, and their receivers are just way better than a year ago. That's what I'm saying. Like the offense is better, even though EJ Perry at times can be a head scratcher.
Michigan's gonna be a tough team to beat by anyone that's not Birmingham.
Well, and they played Birmingham close. That's they were saying. In that game to the end.
That's what, I think they have the best. Like I know we just argued the best defense, but they clearly have the best special teams. So when you add both those together, you don't make turnovers.
I'll be honest. I don't believe in creating special team rankings before week four. So
there's not enough limited sample size.
I don't like to have my preseason bias.
He's made more 60-yard field goals than the rest than probably the whole NFL season last year.
No, it's insane. And he had a 55-yarder again, like you were saying. Bates is the guy that's. I mean, this guy
hasn't missed all year.
It's the funniest part is it's the one position that's exactly the same in the NFL.
Like nothing's different.
No, I mean
you're literally kicking in the same stadium.
And you're kicking against guys that actually play the special teams in the NFL probably less. Season.
I think you're
and are highly motivated to block the kicks. Too.
There's more members of the media there probably.
No, Ryan, why'd you have to go there?
Bro, only guessing.
Ryan, they can't.
I don't know. I haven't.
You
been.
Heard what they said. They have to pay for their parking and their food. imagine saying you couldn't accommodate someone giving you all this fucking free promotion. I sell the ads. You know, like the whole company's built on our ad revenue. I know that's tough for you guys to wrap your fucking heads around a profitable company that makes money with ads. But I mean, you know, getting a pulled pork sandwich for some degenerate's not going to put you out of business. Not the corners you should be cutting. Also, you just buy the tray. It's not like you buy these guys individual lunches. I mean, every one of your excuses had a gaping hole.
Coleslaw on bread's good.
Yeah, Ryan's eating fucking condiments. We don't burden ourselves in the press box. Conduct ourselves like goddamn gentlemen.
Oh man!
There was one time you guys high fived. It was a little inappropriate.
Torrey Hunter, the former Washington State corner, did tell me. He told me,
"Be cool, bro. Man, be cool.
They'll come for you if you celebrate a little too much." We're Team Coach Leach all day.
All right, so we're all on Michigan.
Dude, yeah, it's a smash.
All right, so the Discord's got a huge.
Well, we should talk about this too. Hold on. San Antonio, Chase Garber's lost their starting quarterback. So you're gonna have the backup quarterback against the best defense.
You know what? All right, I already shipped a limit. Play. I moved the number to pick at the place.
Anthony McFarland, who for some reason they just refused to run the ball to.
Right. I'm getting down a second time on Michigan.
He missed practice the other day, so he might be questionable. All right.
I got a grand on Michigan now. Oh, the limits are so delightful. The fact that they continue to let me do this. And you know what, Sean? I knew that the total thing was disaster loading, and I did go smaller on the totals last week.
Well, I did throw that out there.
And by smaller, I mean I just went bigger on everything else.
I did say, Ryan, is this week the one you flipped the switch? And you said no. No. And then I listened.
I generally,
I'll take partial responsibility.
For most of the things that I've like, when I once I get into the fast lane for things, it's probably a wreck. And I'm rarely getting out of the fast lane in time.
You guys should take the under in that DC Birmingham game though. That thing's gonna cash, right, man. That's gonna cash.
We're going full.
Yes.
But that, so yeah.
47. Look, DC's not gonna be able to move it on. I'm telling you, DC's O line looks really bad this year against the best defensive line that I've ever seen in these spring leagues.
All right, so one total, only one.
I just think it's a lock. That's a lock.
No. Stallions can put up 35 points.
No, you're right. Stallions. No, can
but
get their,
I think Greg Williams is actually pretty good at adjusting on the defensive side of the
I'm
ball.
I'm predicting this. Stallions get there by themselves.
Yeah.
No. It'll be like it's gonna be
41-10.
It'll be 34-20.
Yeah, it'll be 34-7 or something like that.
All right. So they decided to do three games on Saturday. What channels, Colby? Can you look up what channels these games are that they're putting on concurrently?
I got this.
Please
right
tell me
here.
USA is USA.
Wait, how are both on Fox at the same time? So the ABC game is the Showboats Battle Hawks.
Okay, and then we're gonna have to like a regional battle if you're in parts.
I'm assuming, yeah, maybe they put the other one on FS1.
You dumb motherfucker. That's not smart.
It doesn't say that though.
Make it easy to watch, guys. No. Don't make it hard to watch. It's already pretty hard to. Arlington, the Renegades. Now we're on Sunday, 11 a.m. What channel is this on?
Are we allowed to watch
FS1? No. So they're telling us this is FS1. So I'm assuming.
Oh my god! They're putting two games on Fox. They're only letting you watch one of the two games.
Yeah, from their site. That's what it looks like.
Are we gonna have to get like a? Are we gonna have to fire up a VPN to access these games?
No. We'll just load up like Fox in San Antonio and Fox in.
That's true.
That's how we would. I mean, that's how God's eye will handle the problem. 11 a.m. on the West Coast.
What about others? We shouldn't tell people how to watch the league. We don't want to be promoting it. Right?
Yeah, I mean, you.
That
I
might upset
say
Jeff, VP of comms.
Yeah, it would be best if you hit up Jeff for the. He can give you the best.
Yeah, hit up Jeff directly and ask him.
Does he have social?
No, come on. Why would he be on social media to keep up with the UFL?
Should we? Maybe
this guy's crazy. What do you think he's gonna see what fans are reacting to and let people know and try and?
He's like,
try
you're on Twitter. I don't do Twitter.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. No. Come
would
on,
it be?
Come on. I'm above that.
Would it cross any line to if someone in our Discord were to find his email address and then share it with others in the Discord?
If the email is public knowledge,
and they just wanted to ask where the best place to watch the game was.
No, just tweet out at the UF. What's their handle now?
I assume it's at UFL. They probably had a hard time.
No, they didn't get that.
No,
the UFL.
What's funny is if you go
just tweet at the UFL hashtag UFL Jeff sucks.
Sean, if you
hashtag
go to
UFL Jeff sucks. Also, Jeff, you want to talk about legitimacy when you Google UFL. University of Florida of Law shows up. When you Google SGPN, our company shows up. Game, set, match, motherfucker.
Also, I mean, if you want to have fun, you
love you, Jeff.
A lot of their website still has they've not cleaned up all the attribution to the XFL.
Oh,
they recycled the XFL website. If you hadn't figured that out yet. They need a little upgraded tech team. Maybe I know that's not Jeff's department, so he wouldn't know. Arlington, Houston, the Roughnecks. Is it bottom two? Bottom two?
No, I think Arlington's actually.
No, Roughnecks.
Oh, they're the worst.
Clear bottom two. I'm putting them in a bottom tier.
They're the clear worst.
Okay.
Dude, we got
catching 3 points at home plus 130.
Hold on.
Renegades minus 155. 46.5 is the total. Arlington, you know, recency bias, but probably the team that has they're probably undervalued. The
100%.
The future went from 10-1, which we bought, Sean. Are we going back to the market?
Yes.
It's 23-1.
Yes.
It's 23-1.
Yes.
We got to go back.
Yes.
Have you watched Lindsey Scott?
Dude, this team
is a problem.
Team is better than I'm telling you. They're I think they're a top four team in the league. I'll say it right now.
Lindsey Scott Jr. could play in the NFL.
I think he could. That, I think he could.
He looks like Kyler Murray. Is he smaller than Kyler?
He is smaller.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. He's like a small Kyler Murray. But Arlington, I would say, as soon as they blew that game last week, I said,
Curtis Johnson can't be coached.
We're going.
Do you guys see this? Hold on. We got to talk about this. It's a 14 point game.
Yeah.
He's scored to cut it to 14.
Yep.
We know they have a 9 point scoring play, right? Yep. So like you can score nine when you each possession.
Yeah.
Nine plus a field goal is 12.
Yep.
He elects to go for a 1 point conversion with the game at 14. Is that? And then they ask him this and he goes, yeah, but 6 plus 6 is 12. That's what he says into the mic. And I'm like, yeah. And you're down,
you're down 14.
Yes. So why would you? And it's only a 2 yard difference. What?
You have to fade this team. How complicated the math is with the 3 point play. The card got way bigger. Sean, we need to put out a new. We need to put out the 3 point, the 1, 2, 3 point math card. It's like an Andy Reid.
I'm still just so confused. And what are they telling these announcers? Because like the play by play guy. Goes with it. He goes, oh yeah, he's doing the one to cut it to 13.
What?
And the other guy just is silent, but I'm like, I'm with the other guy. I'm like, wait, what does 13 get you? 13 gets you nothing in this league.
This actually reminds me of, this is when you're sitting at a blackjack table and someone stays with like an ace and a four.
Well,
and you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, and another great side of it is when they asked him, he said 6 plus 6. So if we score twice, he's basically saying that they would not be able to convert any of their conversions.
Yeah.
So it's like, what?
A negative energy already. Even in your hypothetical scenarios.
Well, I'm sure, this could be related to your buddy, Jeff. Maybe he was leading some sort of seminar. I would say there were two, Birmingham laying the points. That's been a system all season.
Yeah.
Memphis and Arlington were clear bounce back spots. And then Michigan just looking so good against San Antonio, not interested. I feel like I didn't really have too many choices.
Arlington's
the clear play.
Arlington's way better than Houston.
Rough.
And
lock it up, Arlington -3.
And if you're looking for a second under to play, it would be this one. Because Houston, they're talking about starting the backup quarterback, the kid from Delaware, Nolan Henderson. I just don't think.
What's your take on him? Can't be worse, right?
Can't be worse, but I don't have any faith. Like, I think Arlington will be able to, like, Houston's offense is just that bad. Now,
16.7 points per game for Houston, 188.7 pass yards.
How'd they run back the coaching staff here?
No, they brought him in from
Houston.
Well, he was the Gamblers.
Oh, different, yeah, Houston. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So he got hired.
Yeah. Well, he could have got June Jones. He only was undefeated as the Roughnecks head coach, right? Still have that shirt.
This is one of these things where
Jeff was running things then too. Maybe he fired June Jones.
Cannabis Capper discovered that he apparently runs a '90s music podcast. So maybe we'll have to pull some clips and make fun of him.
Oh no, we're gonna. There's actually a number of. We're gonna take a minute real quick before we. Because the chat was doing a very good job earlier, making me laugh. Let's see.
So we're all in Arlington.
We're all in Arlington.
Lock it up. All right, Ryan, while you're pulling that up.
Real quick, friend of the program, Greg pointing out Jeff was the one to approve the 4th and 12. That was a little bit more serious.
That's such a dumb rule.
Don't get Colby started.
I mean, we haven't talked about that yet, Sean. When you, if you're going to get outgamed by 200 yards, normally a pick six or something happens. Yeah. When nothing happens, when no one, and you are out, just beat up the whole game. You shouldn't be able to this system is stupid because you're going to end up having the shittier teams further along into the playoffs. They had no business beating the Renegades. They're outgained by almost 200 yards.
I mean, I see the idea, but why not people? There's clearly some demand at least of people liking the old style onside kick. Why don't you take away all the restrictive onside kick rules that the NFL has put in place and go back to an extreme version of the onside kick. Like the people, that to me is more interesting. And percentage wise, like what is the hit rate now with these fourth and 12s? I feel like it's like 50%. They don't know how to defend the fourth and 12.
Welcome to UAB actually like pulled up the numbers on that. Even in the NFL, like a fourth and 12 is much higher than a chance of a onside conversion.
Onside kick should be, I think it should be like 7 to 10% if it's a surprise, 5 to 3% if you know it's coming.
Multiple NFL teams, I think the Ravens, the Eagles might have produced a fourth and 20 rule in terms of onside kicks, which that feels a little bit less realistic. Like fourth and 12, fourth and 20, that's a pretty big difference to me, especially when you're talking about possession. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's ridiculous to fourth and 12. And I think it's a problem for the league. Cause you have like, the shittier teams are now like, if the playoffs started, you would have some of these shitty teams in the playoffs and your better teams like the Showboats being 1 and 2 now, or
we got time. Yeah. We got time.
It's just stupid. You shouldn't be able to, like, if you get your ass kicked all day on a football field,
whatever it should be. I mean, again, we figured it out. The rule is the rule, though. Good.
Also, don't play the bullshit prevent. There's a lot of other things going on.
I agree with Colby. It's stupid, but also it's crazy how these coaches haven't figured out how to stop a fourth and 12.
True, but I forget, someone in the chat for the UFL show was saying that, man, you've been out on the field all game. I understand you should stop a fourth and 12, but at the same time, like to end up just, and they get the ball back right there.
I would say this too. I think if you really want to make it more fun, if it's a field goal, it's like fourth and 25. And if you're coming off a 9-point play, maybe it's fourth and 12. But if it's an 8-point play, it's fourth and, you know, whatever, 18 or fourth and 20.
I was thinking this. If you do it, why not do it from your own 1 yard line? So if you don't get it, you get your ass whooped even more. Because, like,
then
getting it at the 40 yard line, like CJ says, it makes no sense.
Should start at least at the 20, you kick off
from the 20. For some reason they do it at the 28. It's a dumb rule.
Yeah, why are you getting the extra 8 yards?
It dilutes the game though, man. You want to see the better teams win.
Well, and again, like the team just had a drive, so your defense is tired.
Yeah.
Like the back to back thing is, I mean, this isn't pickup hoops. It shouldn't be like, you know, make it take it. You got to make it way harder. I like the idea that you have a chance for it, but it's got
to
be harder.
It's a cheap gimmick to me. If you want to do a cheap gimmick, I really think I know a ton of other ways to make the league entertaining. This is a cheap gimmick, and it's only going to hurt your product long term.
No, I think you just have to realize that that should be more like fourth and 20, and just adjust it and move forward.
And more, and by the way, more coaches should go for it. I would what are the probabilities on a roughing the passer, defensive holding or pass interference, let alone you getting 12 yards, because they're hitting at a high rate as it is without those calls, without the flags. You know what I mean? So
Mailman Mike saying Jeff drives a Geo Metro. DB Cooper, Jeff is the bus driver for the Long Island Sharks. I'm not even sure I understand that.
No, that's great because Long Island played a game against Columbia, which they're both located in the same city. They were late to their own game.
Cannabis Capper saying Jeff provides the tights to the Louisville's car. I mean, this is an excellent. I just shout out to the chat for just digging in on Jeff a little bit. All right.
Reminder, Ryan, whether you're a world-class athlete or a world-class podcaster like ourselves, although we're doubted by some, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited. Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of the UFL Sucks Week 4 podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of EE System yet, you want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. I know I could use some of that. Whether you're here in LA or hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Just go to unifiedhealing.com/SGPN to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SGPN. No material testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It looks like he was interviewed on a on a podcast before.
So he does podcasts. He doesn't listen to them.
That's interesting. It's very very. It's
must have been a bad episode.
Confusing.
Oh yeah.
He's like,
his podcasts are stupid. They're pointless. We have a no podcast policy. All right. Joining us, our guest,
who got
Jeff.
Angry? Who got angry and walked off a podcast and said he's not doing podcasts anymore?
Dana White. Yeah. Well, Dana White is awesome in the man, and just basically everything Jeff is not.
Okay. I've been waiting. Me and Patty C have been waiting for Dana White to start a football league.
Oh boy.
That's what we need.
Let's hit him up.
That's what we need.
Fight Island.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Here's the plan. We'll go out to Vegas. We'll head over to the Red Rock with a big bag of cash. We'll sit down at the blackjack table and wait for him.
Let's go.
You got to bring the PowerPoint slides, Colby. all right. Lock dog.
We'd like to pitch you on a football league, Mr. White.
I have lots of futures this week.
All right. Lock and dog Kramer. What are you doing?
Like I said, throughout the show, but you have to add Memphis at 13-1. I mean, Michigan is 950. Memphis is 13-1. One of these two teams is 100% making the playoffs.
Yes. So what do you do?
So we're adding Michigan at 950. We're adding Memphis at 13-1 and fuck it. Arlington at 23-1.
All right.
Yeah, the Arlington play. Like I actually really believe
in this because I also have Houston at 20-1.
We're gonna have all the teams.
No,
and I'm gonna lose money
market for me.
I'm gonna lose money on Birmingham when they win at 3-1.
Josh, we got to start putting out a weekly futures portfolio graphic for all
of us.
Dude,
I don't care what anyone says. Arlington is better than San Antonio. Yeah. They're better than San Antonio.
Dude, I think they
barely lost to the Battle Hawks, and they dropped a potential touchdown would have won the game. That was at St. Louis. They are way better than every other team. They're better than DC.
We're so sharp.
Like St. Louis is the only team that you could I'd entertain the argument of like, hey, they're better. All that right. We saw them play, but I think Arlington's good.
I'm with you. I would say, and I think. I mean, I'm not kidding. Lindsey Scott is electric.
Dog. Michigan Panthers alone, now that they got a little bit of that offense figured out, if anyone can shock the world and take down Birmingham, I think it's them. From what we've seen so far.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think anyone can shock the world, unfortunately. Locke?
Yeah.
Let's not be cute anymore. Birmingham.
Yeah. This is going to be a bloodbath, man.
I mean, it's just like last week. It's like, ooh, it's 7
points. You know, another thing that makes Birmingham so good, they have three good quarterbacks. Yeah. So, like, their third stringer won the fucking championship 2 years ago, right? And he was part of the team last year before he broke his hand. They have three, like, most of these teams have shitty quarterback play.
Yeah.
Birmingham has three guys that are better than most teams' starting quarterbacks.
And Arlington has two. I mean, I'm saying there's not exactly a ton of good quarterbacks in this league.
Locke all day on
dog,
Birmingham.
And then dog. Boy, I only took two dogs. Memphis is probably lock. I mean, but Michigan, that's like a second lock to me.
Yeah.
Does that count as a dog?
No, I think we should take Memphis because Memphis. I mean, Michigan's what? -110 at DK plus 275.
But I think also we should give out a Memphis Michigan parlay.
You mean a Birmingham Michigan parlay? Oh, you mean both dogs?
They're small dogs, but
I'd like to report that I'm moving numbers again.
Officially putting out the Panthers Memphis moneyline parlay, add it to the old stable. All right.
I like it. I'll join you in the parlay. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's do the parlay. Although I would say just parlay all four. I haven't done this all season, but I'm going to parlay all four. So we're going to go Memphis. We're going to go Birmingham. We're going to go Michigan and we're going to go Arlington.
Wow. All right.
What do you mean? Wow.
No, I'm writing down four team for your parlay.
Yeah. All of them.
Everyone knows you're going all in.
Just all of them.
Hey, check out the UFL Gambling Podcast. Colby, what were you and Patty C besides getting drunk? What was Patty C? What were you guys getting into on the college football experience?
Oh, diving into the 2024 schedule. Go check it out. We got the first 3 weeks. We've broke down, pretty much about 97 games. So go check it out. 97 college football games coming.
When do the team previews start?
May. It will happen. Mid-May.
May 1st?
No, I need the portal to settle down.
Wait, last year you started like mid-June. Are you sure?
I started June 10th last year.
You're doing mid-May.
Well, I'm going to try to start some in May. I just needed the portal to not go insane, which is very hard to do because
Does it have a closing date?
It does. It will. I don't know the exact date on it right now, but
it kind of closes. Yeah. This is like the second window right now.
Yeah, what? There'll be a third one in August.
After the practice. It's so strange to me. I don't know who approved that. What was the first pick
for this week's Texas at Michigan
week two.
Yeah.
Texas at Michigan.
And week one was Miami at Florida, which is going on. Oh, and then also Georgia, Clemson to start the season.
If you don't listen, Vegas, Colby, NC Nick and Patty C draft the most electric games from the entire season.
people have stolen our game plans.
They absolutely have. Yeah. I was in that room. I was in the side studio and I was telling the person I was about to do a radio spot with. I was explaining that you were in the next room previewing week two of the college football season.
He's like, why?
They broke his brain. He's like, it's April 17th.
And what he doesn't realize is we already dropped a Missouri Valley FCS conference preview. We're already going conference by conference in the FCS. We already broke down all the transfers coming in through the FCS, but now that the portal's back open, we'll have to do those episodes again.
I don't think anyone's doing that.
Clifton McDowell, the starting quarterback for Montana, is now at McNeese State. That happened the other day, so we got to address all that. FCS college football experience.
No one's doing that.
Yeah.
Stay locked in.
No one's doing that.
Reminder as well.
No one. Not even Jeff.
I got to listen to a 90s music podcast. Hold on. Reminder.
Does he really host the 90s?
I could see him as an REM fan.
Oh, man.
Hold on.
Oh,
shout out to Cannabis Capper. Sending this in.
Oh, wow.
All right. Let's pull up his Spotify. That's called the Hallowed Ground. Horrible. You have a review.
The Hallowed Ground. Yeah. Send us a link here.
He got through 9 episodes before he gave up.
Oh, wow.
He did I think I got it, right?
He did have a guy from Toad the Wet Sprocket.
What?
Wait, this is not.
Did
you send it to us?
Hold on. I'm
sending. That's the wrong one.
That's not the right one.
I think that's the wrong one.
Colby stumbled into a lemon party. No pun intended.
So let's fire off some episodes. We'll pull some clips. Jill Kuniff of Luscious Jackson, Paula Cole. This is not a guy who loves football.
Paula Cole. All right, bro. Do I have a link?
Yes, I send it to you. Hallowed Ground. A little taste of what listeners can expect.
It's where
a podcast that celebrates all things music through long form interviews with the artists that are deserving to be discovered or rediscovered by music fans of all genres. One review on Spotify. Keep up the great work, Jeff. You should be the gatekeeper of the Brahmas. Totally makes sense. You are just a guy who loves ball. Talking to Toad the Wet Sprocket.
What was the XFL slogan again?
Verve pipe. Okay.
What was it? It was like where opportunity meets. It's like it sounds kind of like the podcast that celebrates all things music through long form interviews with the artists.
Hold on, they can't hear this. Yeah. Hold on.
Dreams and opportunities are at the intersection, the XFL.
Here we go.
I guess you're not cool with other people's dreams. This is qualified under fair use because we're making fun of you, Jeff. Jeff sucks. Jeff sucks.
Welcome to The Hallowed Ground, a new podcast about some music that's maybe from yesteryear, but has a very, very current vibe.
I think the whole idea of this podcast is, it's it's music from yesteryear, but people who are making that music
yesteryear.
I gotta be honest, it's so bad. It's not even fun, right?
Have you? How many people you know use the phrase yesteryear that you enjoy hanging out with?
April 2021.
Does Jeff know ball from that teaser?
I'm gonna go ahead and say too. Like, as a big fan of music, I think the '90s were one of the worst decades.
I thought they could be so much more. Their song kept.
Horrible audio quality is my. I mean, and that's all I could. All I could
would
hear.
Not, Jeff. You've been denied press credentials for SGPN Media.
I would deny that as sample. I'd be like, your room's horrible.
Zero listeners. Congrats, Jeff. All right. Hashtag UFL Jeff sucks. Hashtag UFL Jeff sucks. I think that's the official hashtag. You want to join my war in the United Football versus the United Football League for disrespecting SGPN? Feel free. And of course,
thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green. He's Ryan.
I'm going to go get a 1-star review in.
Kramer, let it ride.